Hello, this is Carl Adam, President, South Dakota Bankers Association, with my first weekly summary of the first week of the South Dakota Legislature. Governor Kristi Noem kicked off the session with her third State of the State address on Tuesday, January 12. The governor's remarks were largely centered around the positive response of all South Dakotans during the global pandemic. The governor highlighted acts of courage by medical professionals, treating overwhelmed medical facilities while providing healing and comfort for many COVID patients. Additionally, she praised business leaders with growing the economy by attracting new and expanding businesses to South Dakota and also recognizing individuals from across South Dakota and making a difference for all South Dakotans. As is typically the case, the first batch of bills introduced in the 2021 session consists primarily of legislation introduced on behalf of executive branch agencies, constitutional offices, and interim legislative committees. Here are a few of the bills I will be following this session. Senate Bill 8. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Division of Banking as an act to revise various provisions related to banks and trusts. A high-level summary of the bill consists of this. Sections 1 through 5 and 7 are cross-reference updates. In Section 6, Code 541110 was repealed in 2015 and replaced by 541112, but the cross-reference in 51A, 12, and 13 was not updated. Senate Bill 9. This bill was also brought by the Division of Banking and will consolidate three chapters of the South Dakota law dealing with bank trust departments and trust companies into two chapters, and in the process will remove redundancy and reduce confusion. South Dakota law currently provides three chapters entitled 51A, dealing with bank, trust departments, and trust companies. One of those chapters, 51A, 6, has gone unused for many years and leads to some confusion regarding its application. The objective of this bill is to reduce confusion and redundancy by repealing Chapter 51A, 6, removing references to trust companies in 51A5, and cleaning up Chapter 51A6A. Senate Bill 8 and 9 have been discussed in detail between the South Dakota Division of Banking and the SDBA, and we have no issue with this cleanup. Senate Bill 55. This bill is an act to authorize certain innovative insurance products and services through insurance innovation waivers. The SDBA was initially following this legislation on behalf of the SDBIS. However, it has been determined not to be a bill of interest. Senate Bill 56 would look to revise certain provisions regarding the abuse of health insurance. The SDBA, again, was following this proposed legislation on behalf of the SDBIS. However, it has been also determined this bill is not of any interest. Senate Bill 35 was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the general fund to the Department of Revenue and to the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with Initiated Measure 26. We will just pay attention to this bill. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Boland and would designate June 19 as Juneteenth Day and was as a working holiday, recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. Moving over to the House. House Bill 1001 is intended to correct technical errors in the statutory cross-references regarding insurance. House Bill 1003 is to revise certain provisions regarding credit for reinsurance. In both cases, the SDBA was tracking these bills, again, on behalf of the SDBIS. However, it has been determined they are not bills of interest. House Bill 1002 is intended to revise certain provisions regarding fingerprint-based background checks for the Real Estate Commission and the Appraiser Certification Program. This bill was brought by the Department of Labor and goes in concert with House Bill 1015. House Bill 1015 is introduced by the Department of Labor and is intended to provide rulemaking authority for establishing an appraiser experience training program and setting of fees. In anticipation of the proposed bill, the SDBA board voted to support this legislation during the the December 3, 2020 board meeting. Carl Adam will testify before the House Commerce and Energy Committee on January 25 in favor of this bill. House Bill 1045 was introduced by Representative Mullally and is to revise certain tenant and landlord rights. The SDBA was initially opposed to this bill in its original form as it did not contemplate prior perfected security interests. SDBA legal counsel Brett Kennecke offered an amendment that requires any property that is subject to prior perfected security interest shall be turned over to the holder of the interest and may not be retained or disposed of by the landlord. Representative Mullally, the author of this bill, was accepting of this amendment, and the SDBA would no longer oppose. House Bill 1046. This bill, brought by Representative Anderson on behalf of many industry representatives, is to limit liability for certain exposures to COVID-19. The SDBA was involved in crafting of this legislation and was approved by the SDBA board in its December 3, 2020 board meeting to support this legislation. House Bill 1049. This bill was introduced by Representative Anderson and is an act to create a used vehicle dealer education program and revise provisions regarding used vehicle licensure requirements. The SDBA is watching this bill to ensure that banks remained exempt from this licensure requirement. This concludes my first week's report of the bills that are being tracked by the SDBA and the week ahead. I look forward to visiting with you each and every week. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to give me a call. Thank you.